Well, with Thanksgiving marking the start of the traditional holiday season, we're entering the peak time for charitable giving. In recent weeks, one of Lansing's largest homeless services providers has received a few unexpected gifts. Volunteers of America, Michigan is using nearly a ton of meat and donated kitchen and dining equipment to serve hundreds of clients each day. Current State's Kevin Lavery toured the VOA shelter in downtown Lansing this week to learn more about the people who are giving and receiving this time of year. That's where he met kitchen manager Jeff Ramirez, who affectionately goes by the moniker Chef Jeff.
Let me take you back where the magic starts.
That sounds great.
Way back. Yeah.
So our dining room kind of changed forces over the last 60 days. We got tables and chairs donated from Sparrow. We got a new hotline and cold line with sneeze guards and all the works, everything I could ask for. You know what I mean? 5 wells for hots, you know, 10 wells for cold. And it's just one of those amazing things that you're just grateful for everything that you get for all the donations. You know, I got places I can put to-go fruit, vegetables, take it home. If I can't use it back there, I'd rather give it away, let them be able to use it at home.
About how many folks do you serve a day? Is this typical right now, Jeff?
This is kind of light. As it goes on, it'll get fill up a little bit more. I typically average about 400 meals a day. Is a good roundabouts numbers, you know, plus or minus, you know, 30. But it just is one of those things where it's just like, if you build it, they will come, you know, type of deals. And I try to put it, you know what I mean, my whole emphasis into it is I want to provide something better. And actually, I got to go get the veggie out.
As Jeff steps away to attend to his duties, I step outside the dining room to the end of the line where I meet Gerald Mason. His striking eyes shine through his dark complexion, his speech conveying a hint of his Jamaican ancestry. Gerald has been at the VOA shelter about 6 months, but he's been chronically homeless more than 3 years.
It basically means you never know what's gonna or where you're gonna lay your head, you know. Wherever you lay your head usually expire over a period of time. Whether it's people, whether it's in a hotel, whether it's you know, somebody who think, okay, I'll help you out. But it can only last for so long. You know, and I've become somewhat good at it. However, it always seemed to end up at the same thing. I have nowhere to go that's secured and that I'm able to maintain. And this is what I'm working at now.
Any long-term friends or family who's a support network for you?
Not in this area, because I've relocated from Chicago, you know, and I've been here now since 2015, September, and I've been here and there, pick up little jobs here and there, but it wasn't mainly something that would have taken me through to get me my own place. This is what VOA is helping me for now, and they're putting me on the road. I've been allowed to get a voucher. I'm working on getting the full, not only the monthly payment, but the security, and they're helping me here and showing me to other places where they probably help me with the deposit, and that would be able to put me in a permanent place for at least a year, and then from there I can take it as far as getting work or getting in form of assistance I need to maintain a permanent place.
Back in the kitchen, Chef Jeff takes me behind the scenes to an industrial freezer. Everything in it is donated, and Jeff says he often doesn't know when it's coming until he hears the knock on the back door. He displays his wares like a prized collection.
My chicken's over here, my pork over here, hot dogs there, you know, I mean, the pizzas, you know, wherever I can put them. You know, I get prime rib from Outback Steakhouse. You know, it has a little fat cap, but it just, we're gonna trim it away using those knife skills to harvest a nice chunk of meat and feed prime rib to my clients. And that's the best part about it, is I look at the bare bones and I'm like excited about cooking it, you know, and that's what drives me every day, is just to be able to provide great meals.
The smile has not left your face since I walked up to you just now and shook your hand. I mean, and you just told me what motivates you. I mean, you know, not everybody in your position might have such a positive attitude when they see day after day people who are struggling? I mean, does it get on your psyche?
It does. You know what I mean? When I see that family come in and they just got evicted, they have nowhere to go, it gets me sad inside, but my position allows me to help them. So I feed them 3 hot meals every day. And I can show them where to go. You know what I mean? And the people that we have here is a great team of people to be able to provide housing and be able to know the government agencies that we need to fill out this paperwork, that paperwork, and make our clients do the things that they need to get done to be able to get them into a house. You know what I mean? There isn't a reason why we should have this bad of poverty level that we do have, but it's that follow through. You know what I mean? Knowing where to go. Knowing who's gonna help, who's gonna help me get into a house. You know what I mean? And this is a great organization and I love it. You know what I mean? Because we house them and they come through and they're like, I got an apartment. And I always give them high fives. It's a great day, you know, when I see them get housed. And it just, you know what I mean? I say, hey, come visit me when you get there. And I give them a bag of groceries to take home for their first bag of groceries for the house. You know, and it's one of those things where I'm happy for them when they make that turning point.
Gerald Mason's turning point may be nearby. I'd like to know what he plans to do once he's reached it, so I ask him. Gerald, what's your passion? What do you enjoy in life? What's your dream for the rest of your life?
That's a big, big question. Well, my birthday dream right now, I'll tell you really at the background, is after I've attained a certain amount of stability, to turn around and see who I could help who is going through and has gone through what I'm going through. I mean, you know, it's a lesson in itself. However, in two phases, I'm a spiritual person. You know, I know this is not necessarily a spiritual interview. However, the fact that a power greater than myself is looking out and directing me, you know, and helping me if I only seek that and try to generate that relationship, that's where the strength comes from. Not giving up or going back to the previous life I used to live, but seek the further thing. And I tell you, man, it's real. And I'd like to transmit that message to others who are going through it, whatever they're going through. If they keep that spiritual contact, relationship, they will find, you know, the eventual thing. And whoever might be listening and hearing this, it is no doubt that if you keep your faith and seek a power greater than yourself, they will help you. But just don't give up. Sooner or later, the light will be at the end of the tunnel.
I think I'm probably keeping you from a meal, so let's get you in line, huh?
Thank you very much, and I do appreciate you choosing me, and those that hear me, just keep on trying to do it the right thing, next right thing, and the right thing will happen.
Gerald, best of luck to you. Wonderful meeting you, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, and same to you all.
As Gerald makes his way through the serving line, I seek out Jeff Ramirez again. It's then that I learn that the chef and his customer share a bond, and it's not the universal human affinity for good food.
Had my own turmoils in my own life to allow me to go from where they were, you know, because I had no house at one point 3 years ago. So I understand that, you know, I mean, you have to go to somebody. You can't rely on yourself all the time. So you have to humble yourself and be like, I need help. And that's the first problem is you can't do it alone. You know, I mean, everybody needs help at some point in their life. If it's just someone to talk to or someone to say, hey, you should go in that direction. And that's the, you know, I mean, the best thing about this place is that most of us know what direction you guys need to go, you know, I mean, as a client. And, you know, me, my job is to make sure everybody's full and everybody gets to sleep good at night, you know, and just got that warm belly, you know.
Chef Jeff surveys the warm bellies and smiling faces that come through his dining room. He confides that if he had it his own way, Jeff would call his little niche on Larch Street Lansing's Love Kitchen.
You know, because you could just look out there and you could just see changes, you know what I mean? From the time that they come in the door and they're hungry to the time they leave the door is like, you know what I mean? I try to bring that sense into bringing that flavor that they had when they were a child and bringing some of that, you know what I mean, original classic cooking that they can remember, and bringing those good memories back as we get into this festive holiday.
You can really see a physical and even emotional transformation from the time they walk in the line to the time they walk out the door. You can see that.
I can see that. You can see that every day. And that's the best sparkle of my day, is that comfort of knowing that they enjoyed the meal, that they say that this is the best place on the block to go get dinner at. You know, competing against, you know, I mean, all the other restaurants around the area.
And you can't beat the price either.
I can't. You know, man, this is one of those days that I come to work every day and I say, are you hungry? I don't get to charge you nothing. And that's great.
On Thanksgiving Day, Volunteers of America will not be serving turkey with all the trimmings. For that tradition, the staff defers to a local Catholic parish, St. Gerard's. Tomorrow, a local transportation company will bus the shelter's clients to the church celebration. But VOA Executive Vice President Patrick Patterson says his team is already gearing up for its next big holiday service project.
Well, Thanksgiving always overlaps with Christmas. You know, you get one done and start on the next. The long hallowed tradition here is our Christmas meal program, where we have delivered Christmas meals to shut-ins. As long as anybody remembers, back to the 50s. And so this is a terrific tradition, all volunteer run. It's in the works already. And we've got some wonderful volunteer leaders who have led that program through the ages. And so what we'll do is, from scratch, we will prepare 500, 600 Christmas dinners. Those will be boxed up. Volunteer drivers will come pick them up. Volunteers will route those folks. Volunteers will handle all of the application and communication process. It's just a great example of our namesake.
The Volunteers of America Michigan office in Lansing will end 2016 with pride and begin 2017 with optimism. Looking back, the staff received 43 new homeless veterans in the span of 6 months, and 43 have since been housed. Looking forward, VOA soon hopes to add another vital service to its portfolio, a community dental clinic. For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.